I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. South Sudan's peace talks have stalled. Rebel and government leaders have been trying to broker a peace deal since January 3rd. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says they have work in Wau, South Sudan. Although roughly 400 miles from the capital city, Parker says their staff remains on high alert. South Sudan is in distress. Parker's asking you to pray for their work in Wau.
It's a tough situation, a tough area to work in. Pray for our staff, that they would be able to keep their eyes on Christ in every situation. Pray for our kids, that they would know the peace of God.
Elsewhere, an audio Bible producer is continuing their work on Bible translation into 15 different language groups in Oaxaca, Mexico. Audio Scripture Ministries is resuming the recording of the New Testament for the Choapan people this month. They're halfway done. Pray that this ongoing project will be finished quickly now that their reader is available. Pray for God to prepare the hearts of those who are about to hear the gospel for the first time. And for a group delivering God's Word to China, change is vital. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China says their old ways of reaching people aren't working quite as well as they used to.
For Bibles for China to accomplish its mission and accomplish the passion the Lord's laid upon our heart, we're endeavoring to do all we can to develop a website.
Rovenstein says the new site will help connect people with their vision on a worldwide scale. A prayer portal will connect Bibles for China and their supporters on a deeper level. The website launches February 1st. Pray for a smooth transition. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for countries of Eurasia. When you support their Olympic Bible outreach, they'll send you the 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Gilbert.